How are your angels protecting you?
I don't feel safe, Jenny said. I'm worried not only about myself, but my family, too. After the recent gas explosion in San Bruno, California, Jenny's sister called her to share that their uncle and aunt's home had been part of those destroyed by the fire. Tears ran down her cheeks as we began tapping on the trauma. She felt vulnerable. We tapped on the situation and the feelings of vulnerability for some time, and nothing I said made any difference. Then she began to share another trauma where she felt very vulnerable. On 9/10/01, she was in New York. She and her friend had visited the Twin Towers, and it was raining. The visibility was awful. They decided to return the next morning, 9/11. Somehow they overslept, and as they were leaving their hotel to head over to the Twin Towers, they heard about the airplanes flying into the towers. This was the reason for an even deeper sense of vulnerability. Then another, even larger trauma surfaced, one that happened 15 years ago, one that she hadn't even thought about in quite some time. And this one was the one that initiated her strong feelings of vulnerability. As we continued to talk and tap through her memories, Jenny began to feel like she began to feel more and more like she could relax and begin to trust again. The tapping began to soften the intense feelings of vulnerability. She began to realize that she had been protected during each situation she relayed. In every one of these shocking events in her life, she realized that she and her loved ones had been protected. I shared with her that I, too, used to feel very vulnerable in my home. When I was growing up, I never felt completely safe. I would jump from my bed to a throw rug in my bedroom because sometimes, imagine the wood floors were filled with water and alligators ready to get me, and I would run as fast as I could up the stairs from our basement because I'd imagine lions were chasing me. And I frequently wondered whether people outside our home were watching us through the windows of our home. In 2001, before 9/11, I trained with Doreen Virtue as an angel therapy practitioner. What I learned with Doreen was that we can ask the angels to protect us, and we can ask them to stand guard at our windows and our doors. We can ask them to ride on the bumpers of our cars and protect us as we drive. We can ask them to fly along with us on an airplane and guide the pilot's hands and to protect the airplane. When I learned this, I began to feel safer in my skin. I also began to realize how many times I had been protected. And as I noticed close calls being nothing more than that, I began to thank the angels for guiding and protecting me. Jenny decided right then and there to begin to use this tool to help her feel safer. This act of asking the angels for guidance and protection is good not only for yourself, but you can also ask for the protection of your loved ones. You can ask them to protect your business, your bank accounts, your computers, and your clients. Asking for and allowing them to offer their love and light of protection is a beautiful thing. The one thing Doreen emphasized over and over was this: you must ask for help from them. You cannot expect them to do these things all of the time without your participation. So today, ask your angels for help. Ask them to help guide you. Ask them to protect you. Ask them to protect your loved ones and watch what happens. Notice how you feel. Notice if you feel calmer and more provided for. Notice if you have more clarity of thought. I'm certain you will. Until next time, this is Reverend Ann Perswell of DivinelyIntuitiveBusiness.com.